Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. We have been through Hamlet the Scholar, Hamlet the Clown, Hamlet the Exile, and we finally come to Hamlet the Dane. But before we come to the great climactic moment, I want to jump back a little in the play. As I've mentioned before, throughout the play, Hamlet uses this motif of the soliloquy, this long speech in which he can address the audience and discuss his feelings, his worries, his doubts. One of those particular speeches debates the fundamental fear that we all shared. We're all afraid of taking action. We're all afraid of committing ourselves to an idea. Whenever we debate a problem, usually it's one part debate to every four part of cowardice, that we're afraid of the consequences of our actions. And at one point in the play, Hamlet considers the possibility of just letting it all go. He's faced with so many problems, so many worries, so much commitment, this awful injunction from his dead father that he must revenge his death, that he must punish the king. He has so much on his head that he just wonders to himself for a moment, wouldn't it be easier just to say no, just to throw it all away? And in so doing, he comes to what is unquestionably one of the most famous speeches in the whole of Shakespeare, if not the whole of modern literature, and he begins by asking a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them.
And it's that fundamental, simple question. Is it nobler in the mind to put up with all the dreadful things that we have to deal with in life, or is it not simpler to take arms against a sea of troubles? In other words, kill yourself.
To die, to sleep, no more. And by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished.
Just to sleep. That's the image we get, isn't it? That when you die, that's it. You just go to sleep. A consummation, a conclusion, devoutly to be wished. My God, wouldn't it be great if I could just go to sleep and never have to think about it again?
To die, to sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause.
And that is the problem. It's not that easy. Maybe you dream. Maybe it's worse there. Maybe the dreams aren't pleasant. Maybe they're nightmares. Maybe it's more horrible to be in that sleep of death than it is to be alive.
There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin?
That's the simple question. That's it. The simple question is, why put up with all the rotten things that life has to offer when you could quite simply end it all with the simple thrust of a simple little knife, the bare bodkin, all over?
Who would fardels bear, the grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller returns, puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of?
And if there's a simple question, there's always a simple answer. And the simple answer is, we are terrified of what we may go to after death. What we may end up in death may be worse than what we are here in life. That undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller return puzzles the will. It's that fear of death that stops us taking that option. It's not courage about being alive, it's fear about being death. What Shakespeare is saying all the way through this is, it's not that we are brave that we do the things we do, it's that we are too afraid not to do them. It's not that we are courageous in taking on life, it's that we are terrified of taking on death.
Thus conscience does make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sickled o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pith and moment. With this regard, their currents turn awry and lose the name of action.
There's a brief phrase by the poet Ogden Nash. Always keep tight hold of nurse for fear of finding something worse. And that's exactly what Hamlet is saying here. I know I've got to do these things. I'd really rather not do them, but I'm actually much more terrified of the consequence of dying than I am of the consequence of living. Conscience, awareness, our imagination, in other words, makes us cowards. And we may be afraid of the consequence of doing one thing, but it's a lot less terrifying than the consequence of doing the other thing, which would be to die, to sleep. And I would like to thank Aisling Byrne from Skull Earsa for reading Hamlet for us so beautifully.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep, no more. And by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die, to sleep, perchance, to dream, aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy take, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin? Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death, that undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller returns, puzzles the will, and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of? Thus, conscience doth make cowards of us all. And thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with a pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pith and moment with this regard their currents turn awry and lose the name of action.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.